Legacy is important. Everyone wants to leave the world a little better than they found it. But for many entrepreneurs, reaching profitability and making a social impact is elusive. This is the journey of how one entrepreneur achieved financial success without sacrificing his passion for positive social impact.
When you look at the world, like the world doesn't need sustainability at this point. It needs to get better. And so we want to be a part of helping the world thrive. We spend millions and millions of dollars a year on product, and that money, if it's going to the right suppliers, can become a part of making things better.
I'm Chad Grills, founder and CEO of Mission.org, your number one source for accelerated learning. Building a successful, profitable, and growing business is not easy. Trust me, I know. And one of the key things that has helped me through the ups and downs is learning from the best entrepreneurs in the world. Welcome to the journey. Imagine you're an investor in 2019. You get a pitch from a retail business. They sell outdoor clothing and gear. They're profitable and the business plan is solid. They make their products in sustainable ways with recycled materials. And on top of that, the company is doing tangible good by cleaning up the environment around them. It's an easy sell. Except Brian Linton didn't start United by Blue in 2019. The idea for the company was sketched out in 2009. And while 10 years might not seem that far removed, environmentally conscious businesses weren't nearly as common back then. There were many other things on people's minds, namely the financial crisis. Brian launched his company during one of the greatest recessions in national history.
Well, I mean, starting anything in 2010 was a rough time for this world. We were still in the throes of recession at the beginning of 2010. And so a lot of the smaller stores, the ones that I was trying to break into, especially starting very, very wholesale focused, because our business is built on relationships with retailers that can also become cleanup partners and sell the product at the same time. But all of those stores were struggling to survive, and I'm coming in and telling them to buy a new thing. So that was challenging, but I think it really developed my sales chops early on and the brand's chops early on, because for the first few years, you're basically fighting against the economy. 2010 doesn't seem like a long time ago, but in the grand scheme of like social enterprise or environmental, you know, entrepreneurship, that was still early. There was nobody else doing that type of thing when it came, especially with oceans and waterways. So that was a driving force. And I think also just it's relationships. Like there's so much to be said about developing relationships with your customers. And for me, my customers were retail buyers in stores, and I would spend just a lot of time in stores. Like I've spent in my career now, you know, thousands of hours in retail stores, just meeting with people, better understanding what they need and what they want. And that's dictated some of the development of the brand as well. I've learned a lot from stores that sell the product.
Despite the rough start, Brian has turned United by Blue into a financially successful business. But let's back up a little bit. Before the success, before the vision, before any of it, Brian was just a kid fascinated with fish. He didn't know his hobby would eventually lead to a company that would become a leader in conservation efforts.
I spent the majority of my early years in Asia, moved to Japan when I was one, and then eventually moved to Singapore and then came back to the United States when I was like 18, 19. So all of my foundational years were in Asia. So when I was growing up overseas, the things that inspired me the most had to do with the aquatic world. I had 30 fish tanks, thousands of different fish. I would breed them. I would sell the babies back to pet stores and fund my hobby. You know, looking back, I think my parents did a really good job at really letting me be totally curious and creative with really only the constraints of keeping me safe and like having good ethics and morals and just keeping me grounded. But my parents allowed me to be a little bit weird. And I think that definitely spawned the entrepreneurship spirit in me, because I've never really thought about doing anything else. Like it's never even crossed my mind. When I was in school, I was doing it. When I graduated, I was out of school, I was doing it. And never really occurred to me not to do my own thing.
That desire to do his own thing, mixed with his passion for conservation, eventually led Brian to a new business idea. He launched a brand of jewelry that donated parts of its profits to ocean conservation. While it was financially successful and got him through college, it only fueled his desire to do something even bigger.
It always had that idea of wanting to have a give back, and I really didn't know how to do good for the world through business at the time. So, and when you're a young entrepreneur, especially back in 2006, it was like, okay, you donate money. I wasn't fulfilled by that. I didn't really feel like I was having an impact. I didn't feel excited or happy to participate in that mission because it didn't really do anything. It didn't move me. And so Unite by Blue came out to really be the brand that was going to basically fulfill my desire to have a concrete, tangible impact on the environment, but also create a brand that was going to be something that spoke to me as a consumer as well. I love the outdoors. I love outdoor gear and apparel, and I didn't love jewelry at all.
With United by Blue, Brian would create a product he could personally be passionate about, but have a concrete impact on the environment as well. Brian was tired of simply donating proceeds to philanthropies and hoping for the best. He wanted to make changes he could see with his own two eyes.
Our first cleanup was the same week that we sold our first t-shirt. That was always the purpose of the brand. And that's what United by Blue means. It means we're all united by blue. We come together and are unified around the blue parts of the planet because we need to protect them.
United by Blue definitely wasn't an overnight success. For the first several years, it was small and primarily funded by another company Brian was still running. When we come back, Brian talks about how he sees his role as a CEO, what corporate responsibility and leadership should look like, and the importance of thinking about legacy. We'll also find out what happens when a good idea meets a bad recession.
The Journey is sponsored by our friends at Salesforce Essentials. We use Salesforce Essentials every day, and it's part of our own business journey. Essentials combines sales and service tools in a single app to help small businesses win customers and keep them happy. See how Salesforce Essentials can help you be your best business at salesforce.com/thejourney.
Brian launched United by Blue at the beginning of 2010, at one of the lowest points in a global recession. And while the company eventually took on outside investment, Brian points to those early years when it was still essentially self-funded as a crucial part of the journey.
Fundraising is obviously a huge time commitment, and it's a huge challenge for anybody, especially somebody that's running their first business and doesn't have the track record to have people throw money at it. And for a business that's not necessarily going after like all the sexiest parts of entrepreneurship, like a retail business, without those few years of slower times, lower sales, much smaller team, you know, probably 3-4 people, there wouldn't have been an opportunity to really bake that and make it the way that it is now. And surprisingly, since, you know, 2013 and onward, our mission and the model of executing everything that we do has stayed pretty consistent because of those foundational years that we had.
While critically important, those early years brought some problems to the surface as well. Brian was excited by so much, but the product line was unfocused, volume and profitability were low, and the cost of organizing so many cleanups was threatening to overwhelm the young company.
Still, and especially early on, my excitement of different things and different products and different projects has definitely hindered our potential at times. And whether or not that's early on wanting to do as many cleanups as possible, even if the sales were not supporting it, like that was a real thing. We were, you know, a year or two in, we're like doing cleanups all the time and not selling nearly enough product. And therefore the cleanup model just doesn't work. Like people are not ultimately gonna be able to continue to do that without some type of funding source.
This is where Brian hit a fork in the road. When social mission and profitability conflict, what do you choose? For Brian, giving up on profitability would make the enterprise completely unsustainable, but giving up on social impact would feel like selling his soul.
It started to be just, you know, a couple years ago, a real inward soul searching about what does United by Blue stand for and what should we be making? And I think that that moment was actually, even though it sounds fairly straightforward, was a huge shift in mentality that I had to have so that we didn't go in a direction that the company ultimately would fail. Because product diversity and not having focus and not having the right things, it's a slow creep. It doesn't happen like overnight. It happens over years. And I think that was a fork in the road that we've made a turn and we focused on what we wanted to focus on, and we've stayed true to that now in recent years.
In order for the business to survive, Brian had to redefine his focus. But he never abandoned the social impact component of what he was doing. He couldn't. It was what defined his brand. And abandoning that would be just as disastrous as failing to address the company's profitability issues. But Brian was able to make some short-term trade-offs that resulted in a long-term gain for him and his brand.
What defines us is being progressive in our aspirations to develop innovative, sustainable product lines that are not just utilizing what the market is utilizing as sustainable, but also saying, okay, what else can we do? What else can we bring to the table? And then making it defensible, making it something that is uniquely United by Blue. You know, cleaning up trash is obviously not that defensible and unique anymore. Plenty of other people are trying to do environmental good as well, but it's about using our platform to address the consumer side of the trash to start with, and then even looking farther upstream and saying, how can we be a part of stopping trash from even being created in the first place by the companies like us? So it's about corporate focus, it's about consumer focus, and then it's about the cleanups.
And that's when we start to circle back around the idea of legacy. It looks different for everyone. For Brian, it's his focus on cleaning up the world's oceans and accomplishing that mission by building a strong and responsible business.
You know, when you look at the world, like the world doesn't need sustainability at this point. It needs to get better. I really think that the best way to have an impact is to not get caught up in the negative impact that you as a human being have by your very existence. It's about thinking beyond that and thinking about that sort of 10-year horizon or that 20-year horizon. What does your impact look like when you're on your deathbed versus what does your impact look like on a day-to-day basis? Because it's just like anything, it's like business as well. If we're measuring ourselves on a day-to-day or quarterly basis, we're making short-term decisions that aren't always the best decisions. So I think it's having that long-term vision and sticking to it is the best thing in business and in life.
American philosopher William James once said, "The great use of life is to spend it for something that will outlast it." Creating something that impacts the world requires sacrifice. It's messy. There are many trade-offs. But with every step, we refine and iterate and come that much closer to creating something of lasting value. If there's one thing we can learn from Brian's journey, it's that building a profitable business and doing social good in the world are not mutually exclusive. We can do both. And maybe we can inspire others to do just the same.
Thank you again to our friends at Salesforce Essentials for sponsoring the journey. Our team at The Mission uses Salesforce Essentials every day. Salesforce makes the leading CRM, and they created Salesforce Essentials especially for small businesses. It combines sales and service tools in a single app to help you win customers and build your business. It's affordable, it's made for small businesses just like yours, and it includes in-app tutorials so you never get lost. Try it for free today. Visit salesforce.com/thejourney to start your free trial. Or click the link in our show notes. We love Salesforce Essentials and you will too.